101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down as CEO of Boeing at the end of the year. Board Chairman Larry Kellner is set to resign in May, and Stan Deal, CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. The changes come as Boeing contends with a series of quality and safety concerns around its planes.
Calhoun told employees the eyes of the world are on us. Former President Donald Trump says he'll attend a New York City hearing in his hush money case involving payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. It's also the deadline for him to secure a bond or face enforcement, potential property seizure, in the $464 million fraud judgment in New York. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to the media today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after reports of millions of dollars in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News. First week of spring delivering some strong wintry weather to large parts of the country. There are well over 100,000 power outages in Maine, and there's some trouble for hard-hit areas of Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
Last month, the town of Perryton was filled with smoke from a million-acre wildfire. On Sunday...
That's a little tornado. It has to be.
A twister damaged the local hospital but injured no one. Perryton is still recovering from the massive tornado that killed three people last June. Assessing the damage from yesterday's windstorm will be difficult as heavy snow descends on the Texas Panhandle today. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And to switch to Chick-fil-A, now turning back its decade-old promise of no antibiotics ever in its chicken. Instead, the switch now embraces a standard known as, quote, no antibiotics important to human medicine. Chick-fil-A says without the change, it might not be able to get enough antibiotic-free chicken. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkler Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered. Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, and performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end-of-the-season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Park Manor River's Edge is 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides excellent care and rehabilitation to those requiring a short-term rehab stay or long-term care. Their new leadership team would like to invite you to check out some open positions that include sign-on bonus opportunities, competitive wages, and great benefit packages. Start your career path today with a company that also offers on-site nurse aid training and career ladder opportunities. See them at parkmanorwy.com or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor, River's Edge. One company, one team.
Ulta Beauty's semi-annual beauty event is happening now. Unleash your love for beauty with 50% off daily beauty sales on hair, skin, makeup, and fragrance. Shop your favorite brands like Tarte and Fenty Beauty by Rihanna. Plus, grab perfect hair care pairs from brands like Redken and Olaplex. And check out new arrivals from brands like Charlotte Tilbury and Dyson. Shop the Ulta Beauty semi-annual beauty event online, in-store, or try pickup today. Now through March 28th. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful. Conditions apply.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Racine County District Attorney is investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on petitions seeking a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me.
Haggerty spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Country forest roads in Wisconsin are getting money from the state. $320,000 will pay for fixing up 900 miles of country forest roads in 24 counties this year. The Country Forest Road AIDS program was set up to pay for improving and maintaining public roads in country forests. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marquette headed to the Sweet 16. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles held on to beat Colorado 81-77 in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Up next, they face North Carolina State Friday night in Dallas. Shaka Smart has Marquette back to the Sweet 16 in just his third year as head coach.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Bucks head coach and Marquette alum, Doc Rivers.
I talked to Shaka after the game, and there were five times I thought tonight where Marquette could have let go of the rope because they kept scoring. Colorado just puts pressure on you.
The Bucks got a decisive win, 118-93 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Bucks host the Lakers tomorrow night. Badgers basketball sophomore guard Connor Asegian has announced he plans to leave Wisconsin and enter the transfer portal after his team lost to James Madison. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, the Shawamigan and Phillips track teams ran at the Lakeland invite over the weekend, and it was Lakeland winning the boys and the girls' sides. On the girls' side, it was Lakeland with 140.5, Phillips with 138, Tomahawk 109.5, Shawamigan 66, Mercer 37, Butternut 11, and Antigo with 2. The boys' side had Lakeland winning it with 186.5, Shawamigan boys second 116, Phillips girls at 113. And the Tomahawk girls at 109.5, Antigo at 44, Mercer at 2, and Butternut at 2. One note from that, in the 400-meter dash, first-place finisher Leah Harper of Phillips broke the Lakeland Fieldhouse indoor record on her way to winning that event. You can see all the results from that, 98qcountry.com, under the Sports Score tab.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Brace County Senior Dining Menu. Let's take a look to tomorrow, the 26th day of March. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today here on Monday. Chicken stew tomorrow, biscuit, stew veggie, coleslaw, and mixed fruit. Brace County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
You don't want to run. Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon or Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets. Protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. All in one delicious, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in the statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight, we could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32 tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation, another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and it's stocked for fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Should forward-facing sonar be banned in the Badger State? How about wildlife shining? Does the state need better wake boat regulations? Those are just a few of the 37 advisory questions the State Conservation Congress will offer on hunting, fishing, and trapping at the annual spring fish and game hearings set for Monday, April 8th. More details on how you can participate when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin Conservation Congress will once again offer its annual opportunity for the public to provide input a couple of different ways on a variety of natural resources related questions. There'll be in-person opportunities on April 8th at 6 p.m. in each county in the state, or citizens can chime in online starting at noon on April 10th until noon April 13th. Elections for Congress delegates will also take place during the in-person spring hearings on April 8th. That's at 7 p.m., then advisory question voting starts at 7:30. Citizens can see the complete 2024 spring hearing questionnaire, as well as an agenda and all of the 2024 spring hearing locations on the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Annual Spring Hearings. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
There's a whole lot more
brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. The girl I that 87 gassed up 30 early out there in the drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window. I'm turning right while you're turning.
Station
98Q Country.
Double wide quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put the roots right here. This is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA.
Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to LA. We were teenage, dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come.
You up in the seat of my
Good night, Kiss, and 98Q. Good Monday to you here as we wade our way through this 8, 10, 12 inches of snow, whatever you got. Wet, heavy snow, and we're going to see an interesting next 24 hours or so with some snowfall right now. Temperatures warming to about 38 today. They're telling us that today, tonight, tomorrow, we're going to see a mix of snow, rain, freezing rain, sleet, the big four. Sleet's always the cleanup hitter, isn't it? Rain, freezing rain, snow, and batting cleanup is sleet. So travel conditions are going to be interesting, to say the least. If you don't have to move today, if you can work remotely, it would be a good idea because, like I said, travel conditions with that slushy snow, it just pulls you left and pulls you right. And I know you may have a vehicle that can get through it, but there's other people that don't, that maybe have to be out there. So extra defensive driving today. Those back roads, those back gravel roads are going to be messy. Going to be really messy this week. So just be careful. Severe weather updates on 98Q brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent here in Park Falls. All the schools are closed today. No Red Apple Center in Phillips are closed. No senior dining for Price County or Ashland County going on here today. Birthdays, we will do that. Give us a call here. We're manning the phones. Brianna, our front office lady, she's working remotely today. So if you have any business with the radio station, we're kind of spotty. I'm here for a while, but you know what you get customer service wise when I'm here. So Brianna will be back tomorrow. So she's working remotely, and we're going to take your birthdays. So if you got them, anniversaries, weekend today, 715-762-3221. A little slushy on the delivery there. We're going to get to our birthdays after ABC and our civic media update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down as CEO of Boeing at the end of the year. Board Chairman Larry Kellner is set to resign in May, and Stan Deal, CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. The changes come as Boeing contends with a series of quality and safety concerns around its planes.
Calhoun told employees the eyes of the world are on us. Former President Donald Trump says he'll attend a New York City hearing in his hush money case involving payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. It's also the deadline for him to secure a bond or face enforcement, potential property seizure, in the $464 million fraud judgment in New York. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to the media today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after reports of millions of dollars in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Potawatomi Tribe is announcing plans for its casino and hotel in Milwaukee to go carbon neutral by the year 2050. Part of the plan will mean digging a geothermal hole about 600 feet deep. The project aims to fulfill up to 40% of the hotel and casino's heating and cooling needs. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class, according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks silenced the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dan was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado. Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with six home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames had three home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that's what they did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And they ran track over the weekend. Saturday, the Lakeland indoor meet. Lakeland won both the boys and girls side. The Phillips girls finishing in second, Shawamigan fourth. On the boys' side, Shawamigan second and Phillips in third. Leah Harper setting the indoor fieldhouse record in the 400-meter dash at that event Saturday. All the results of our local athletes, 98qcountry.com. Just click on the sports tab and you can link to all of the results from Saturday's indoor meet.
Join us for another exciting Heckman in-house auction happening this Thursday, March 28th at our auction house in Phillips. The first lots close at 7 p.m. followed by many more. Preview everything beforehand from 12 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. at our location at 176 North Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. Explore over 900 fun and unique items, including beer signs, arrowheads, artwork, a slot machine, ammo, firearms, and much more. Visit the auction house or view online at heckmanauction.com. Don't forget to download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in six locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at NorthwoodsDentistry.com.
All four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. It's a perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
All right, birthday wishes. Mark Hill has celebrated a birthday yesterday. Mark, happy birthday to you. Belated. And doing pretty well in our NCAA Pick'em contest, too. Happy birthday, Mark. Now, you share your day today on this 25th of March if you're celebrating. Some other celebrities who are celebrating include Danica Patrick, the Indy Racing League driver, the first woman ever to lead in the Indy 500. And I think she's retired now, isn't she? I believe so. 42 today. Jenny Slate, the actress, played Mona Lisa Seperstein on Parks and Rec, is 52 today. Let's see. Dominic Lombardozzi, the actor from TV's Ray Donovan, Rosewood, Boardwalk Empire, The Wire, 48 for Dominic Lombardozzi. Vladimir Klitschko, the Ukrainian heavyweight boxer, was the WBO heavyweight champ from 2000 to 2003. pretty good boxer, 48 today. Sarah Jessica Parker, the actress, producer, Failure to Launch, The Family Stone, Honeymoon in Vegas, 59 for Sarah Jessica Parker today. Marcia Cross, actress, TV's Desperate Housewives and Others, is 62. Bonnie Bedelia, the actress from They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Die Hard, TV's Parenthood, and played, and she is an aunt of Macaulay Culkin, too, by the way, and his siblings. She's 76, Bonnie Bedelia. Sir Elton John, he was knighted, the five-time Grammy winner, who was knighted in 1998, has some of the great and most memorable songs of the 70s, even into the 80s. 77 for Reginald Dwight today, Elton John, Sir Elton John. Paul Michael Glazer, the actor, director. Starsky, he was Starsky, right? On Starsky and Hutch. And he is 81 today. Aretha Franklin, we may be in the midst. I don't know. Should we do a flush the format triple shot? Possibly. We have Elton John. We have Aretha Franklin, the daughter of a famous Detroit preacher, and she went on to be to have quite a career. Quite a career. She was born in 1942, passed in 2018. The lady, she was referred to as Lady Soul, American icon, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Aretha Franklin born on this day. Hoyt Axton, the singer, actor, born on this day, 1938. Passed away in 1999. He wrote Joy to the World by Three Dog Night, by the way, if you didn't know that. He wrote Never Been to Spain by Steppenwolf. He wrote Ringo Starr's song called The No-No Song. Hoyt Axton, born on this day. Gloria Steinem, the feminist icon, writer, editor, political activist, is 90 today. Sonny Guitar, the country pop singer, guitarist, best known for the 1957 song Dark Moon, and she later founded a record label and retired in 1996. Bonnie Guitar, Bonnie Buckingham, her real name, born on this day, 1923, passed in 2019. Howard Cosell, the outspoken sportscaster, one of my favorites. I loved Howard Cosell, just his uniqueness, his interviews with Muhammad Ali, his Monday Night Football. He was a lawyer by trade, but stood out in the announcing spectrum back in the 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, born on this day, 1918, 1995. I have not read a lot of books in my day, but I have read Howard Cosell's book, I'd Never Played the Game. And if you're a sports fan, it's a good one. Ed Begley, the gruff TV, film, and stage actor. He was born on this day in 1901, passed in 1970. I think with all those birthdays, we may have set ourselves up for a kind of a flush the format triple shot. Why not? It's a weird Monday morning with the heavy snow we've got. So we'll do that here in just a little bit. Our weather update is brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our high near 40 today, the wind east at 5 to 15. Rain tonight, we could actually get an inch or more of rain through tonight. Our low 32 tomorrow, rain will change back to snow with some more accumulation, another inch or two possible. Our high tomorrow, 39. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
All right, I don't think we're going to do a triple shot. I think we're going to do a little Elton John here because one of my favorite songs from Elton John, I was just going through the library while they were doing the weather there, is this one, not one of his more well-known songs, but Elton John, born on this day in 1947. He is celebrating a 77th birthday today. So a bit of a flush the format. Elton John tribute here. A 98Q Country. Hope the shoveling.
Words have
98QCountry.com.
Came out of nowhere, man, I took that one pretty hard. I had another one in another town, and I spent a whole lot of nights missing her. Till it all went black, she stopped texting back, and I finally got the pictures. Here's to the armor, so cold, fists over out of the blues. Here's to the hey, I think we need to talk, and it ain't me, it's you. And here's to the tears and beers and wasted years on the weeds and the blank. Here's to the one that my family thought was gonna make me drop to one knee. And I tried like hell, but I couldn't help. My mama loved her more than me. Into all those July crushes turned into September leavings. Goodbyes that didn't feel good back then. It happened for a real good reason. Here's to the
Took
those right wing stand on the end man, says he lost.
Montgomery Gentry at 98Q. Well, hope your NCAA brackets are okay. I'm having one of those years where I'm just kind of lingering in the middle, bottom of a lot of the brackets, but not many people had Arizona winning at all. So I have Arizona winning it in every bracket I filled out. I'm getting older, and it's just too confusing to figure out who I'm cheering for and who I'm not. So I figured I'm going to pick one team. I'm going to make them the winner of all my brackets, and that way I know I'm cheering for the right team. So go Arizona Wildcats. Almost had UConn knocked off last night. That actually would have been good for me. Maybe not for you. Hope you're doing well. We're going to post the complete standings on our Facebook page a little bit later on this morning of our contest. So I'll look for that a little bit later on here this morning. We've got election time coming up on Tuesday. It's a primary election. This is the one where you got to pick a party. So you got to pick Democrat or Republican to vote from the presidential side and stuff like that. There's three statewide questions on the ballot also. Number one is, shall Section 7 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with conduct of any primary election or referendum? Just wish they would word these in ways that we would understand. Nobody talks like that. Just put it in a way we can understand it. So let's see if they do better on question two. That'll be on the ballot. Shall Section 7 of Article 3 of the Constitution, I know that has to be there, shall it be created to provide that only election officials designated by law may perform tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums? I mean, well worded, but still, what? Question three, that this will be on the ballot Tuesday. Shall the person holding office of combined office of town clerk and town treasurer in the town of Worcester be appointed by the town board? Well done. Well worded. A good local wording of that question. So that's pretty straightforward. And then another one for the town of Worcester that'll be on the ballot. Do the town of Worcester electors authorize the town board to sell the following real estate property? And I won't go into that. So they're going to have a question on there on selling some property for some recreational use. So that'll be a yes or no question. And there's a few other races. There's a lot of them, but there's only a few contested ones on the ballot. So just a heads up, primaries on Tuesday. Get out and do your civic duty and vote.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield to talk a little bit about maybe that big summer trip you got coming up. Getting that car ready to go, Pete. We got some good promotions to get that car ready, right?
Absolutely. You know, the winter weather didn't show up, but the roads are still the same. So they put wear and tear on your car, but we got some great deals going on right now.
All right. So get that car in there, all kinds of promotions. And you got to get that oil change, a very affordable $39.95 oil change every day, right?
Absolutely. We're home of the $39.95 oil change, plus the promotion right now is you get 15% over $100 on your service ticket.
All right, 15% off anything over $100. And that oil change, Pete, comes with a complete inspection with that, too. So if there is anything rattling or anything, you guys will check that out, right?
Correct.
All right, $39.95 oil change. Great promotions at Wheelway in Fifield. Get your car serviced, ready for the summertime. How can they do that, Pete? Give you a call down there?
Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Wheelway Highway 13, Fifield, just south of Park Falls. Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
Snow this morning will eventually mix with and then change to all rain by later this afternoon. Our